singer, songwriter, actor, producer. He's sold more than 25 million records worldwide and has the voice of an angel.
Oh, hi. I'm Josh Groban. And I have the voice of an angel.
Josh Groban's multi-platinum The Best Tweets of Kanye West was the number one album of 2011. And now, his highly anticipated follow-up, The Best Tweets of Donald Trump.
I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke at Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fraud, a fraud. Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog, and will do it again, just watch.
Donald Trump's tweets will make you laugh, they'll make you cry, but mostly they'll make you cry.
Amazing how all the haters and losers keep tweeting the name Face Von Clownstick like they are so original and like no one else is doing it.
Buy now and get the exclusive new bonus track, Losers and Haters, absolutely free.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
You'll get all the controversy.
We need global warming.
All the self-promotion.
My fragrant success is flying off the shelves at Macy's, the perfect Christmas gift.
All the contradiction.
Macy's stores suck, and they are
so much more. The best tweets of Donald Trump. Available wherever Trump Steaks, Trump Water, Trump Menswear, Trump the Fragrance, and Trump the Home Mattress Collection is sold.
I'm officially running for President of the United States. Hashtag make America great again.
It's Josh Groban. I don't know if you know this about Josh Groban. He's got the voice of an angel. And thanks to Jimmy Kimmel as well, because Kimmel, of course, has broken ground on really getting to the heart of what matters to America. You know, Trump had Trump's new fragrance. We can do this as a text question tomorrow. Trump's new fragrance should be psychopath or delusional. Both of the. I'm wearing psychopath. Oh, you smell too great. You smell so great. What is it? That's delusional.
I kind of like delusional better.
Oh, Josh Groban standing by. Let's go to Mr. Groban now. Not yet. Josh Groban, not yet. We'll come back, take a break, and come back with the next on 720 WGN.
And leave the silly cares that fill my mind behind me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow.
You think Josh Groban, before an interview, hears himself on hold and goes, I hope Steve doesn't interrupt me because I'm good. I would if I were him. Josh Groban joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, nice to talk to you. I've heard me plenty. Trust me. I'm perfectly happy with you interrupting me.
You know, welcome back to the show. But if I'm you and I'm hearing me sing, I'd go, shut the hell up, Steve. I'm singing.
No, I've grown up with me, so I'm sick of me.
You know what I love about you? I mean, I love a lot of things about you, and I mean this in a manly way. But one of the things I love most about you is you have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old, but the voice of a fully grown up.
Yes. I think that perfectly describes me. I think that's you hit the nail on the head. And Twitter only makes that worse because your 12-year-old self finally has an outlet to the masses, and it's a dangerous thing.
We've been taking, I don't know if you heard, but last night because we played your Josh Groban from Kimmel. Josh Groban sings to Trump tweets, and we've been following on a digital map all morning the sad story of how New Hampshire voted last night. New Hampshire has been engaged in a walk of shame all morning trying to find its car.
Yes.
New Hampshire is last dude, in Vermont now. I'm being told New Hampshire is in Vermont and still sitting on a bench crying, texting a friend.
With its shoes and its under its arm.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
So we're just going to send these to you. If you could just, for us off the air, just sing them and send them back just for the amusement in the office, that'd be swell.
Yes. If this continues, and Kanye has been tweeting some crazy things lately too, so there's lots of future material. I think we might be done with Kanye, but there's lots of future, certainly some future Trump gold out there for us to sing.
I'd like to endorse you for president right now. I know you don't want to run. I know you're very busy, but I want you to run.
Yes, please. Thank you. No, I couldn't possibly. I'll consider it. We'll see. I may have to.
Yes, exactly right. You may have to. The new CD, Stage, is live in stores now. It's out at Amazon.com and iTunes.com. Get yourself two copies. You're careless. You'll delete one or lose the first one. And you did this at the LA Theater?
We did, yes. And that's I agree with you. Get two. You never know. How many times have I picked up a wine glass and realized this coaster that I've been using has been tapestry this whole time?
Yes.
We Los Angeles Theater, downtown Los Angeles, gorgeous old theater, Art Deco, was built by Charlie Chaplin in the 20s. And I grew up in Los Angeles. This was hometown for me. So this is where I got a lot of my first theatrical experiences, were in this town. And so, it was an amazing night. Great guests. The audience was awesome. And, it's always nice to get these songs in front of a crowd where they belong.
A lot of you may have seen the PBS special, but this is also a DVD. He's got this out on cassette, 8-track. You buy more than... hologram. You buy more than two of these. I don't want to speak for you, Josh. You'll come to someone's house and do the thing live right there, won't you?
For every person that buys three, that's the deal. Yes. I may regret saying that, but the PBS special can't air every song from your special. You know, it's only an hour program, and we taped about 90 minutes of material. So the DVD CD has all the songs that weren't on the PBS as well, and my 12-year-old self comes out a lot in the behind the scenes footage, and there is a plenty of that on this as well.
Now, there's a song you do, All I Ask of You, which is, I think, one of the greatest things I've ever heard. But I know full well, I've talked to Billy Joel about this. I've talked to Springsteen about this. I've talked to a bunch of people through the years about
this. You talked to Billy Joel and Springsteen about my All I Ask of You? Oh, my God.
Actually, I talked to them about your Trump tweets. No, I've talked to these guys about this this long-winded question. And this long-winded question is there a song you are sick of doing?
What was their answer?
Springsteen said no. Billy Joel said very honestly, Billy Joel said, just the way you are, he'd be fine if he never heard it or sang it again, but he knows people want to hear it.
Right. I think my answer is a little bit in between those two. I think that I have a song or two that I would venture to guess my fans probably could tell you what those songs are. that when I'm in the dressing room and I'm pacing, I'm cynical about certain songs. I've just sung them so many times. You get a little ear fatigue. You know, audiences are just hearing it once a night. I'm singing it every night. So, but then I flip over to Springsteen land, and all of a sudden you hear the chords and you feel the audience reaction, and you get excited for it in the same way that you did the first time that you sang it. And I think that that's when you know you have a special song, is when you realize it's not for you, it's for them, and you get really into it too, because that's the power of music. That's the power of music, man.
Right.
And
right.
That's great.
Well, and you can't phone it in, right? I mean, these people have paid money to come see you. They've looked forward to this. They've fought traffic. They've parked. They've got a babysitter. Right. They got troubles in their life, and they want you to sell it like it's the first time you sang it.
That's right. So, you know, if I ever feel like a song has just kind of overstayed its welcome in my own psyche, I shelve it for a little while because I don't want to phone something in for an audience. I want to feel like it's there. So, so it's, you know, yeah, yes. But when I get out there and I feel that crowd again, it's just like new.
So Josh Groban is with us. Josh Groban stages live, out and available just about everywhere. And if, again, get at least two copies. Limited editions of the yep. third copy will result in Josh mm-hmm. living with you for a period of time. now, because of your voice, your amazing voice, is there a song or a style of singing that you can't do? Like, I don't know, Gin and Juice. Could you do that?
I can do anything you ask me. My voice can do literally anything. I just choose the style. No, I you know, certain things is karaoke stuff. Like I really enjoy imitating singers that have careers and voices that I think to myself, man, I wish I could do that. But my voice just can't handle certain songs, you know, 18 songs a night. Only my natural voice can do 18 songs a night. If I start pretending to be something else, I've got about two songs in me. But Gin and Juice, I could do a wonderful classical arrangement of Gin and Juice. Maybe the next record. You don't know. You don't know. This is a think tank, you and I.
I like how you tell. Hey, you don't know. Maybe I will.
You don't know. Man, the music is wily, man. It's crazy. You don't know. I'm in the middle of working on the next record, and, you know, I got some stuff I know I want to do, but some stuff, you know, ideas come out of thin air. You don't know where they're going to come from. Gin and Juice. Done. Who should I duet on it with?
I'll be there with you. I'll be there with you. You and I throw down some hip-hop. There's no question.
Yeah, we'll be Gin and Juice together. That will be our stage name.
It's Josh Groban. Any acting coming up? Because I love the movie stuff you've done as well.
Yes, I've got a cameo on CBS of this new show called Life in Pieces.
Oh, I love that show! Love that show.
On the 11th. Yeah. Don't know. I believe that is maybe tonight. I don't know when this is airing.
As a matter of fact, it'll be tomorrow night.
The 11th.
Yeah,
tomorrow night. That's right. Yes, tomorrow night. I'm going to be on Life in Pieces. So, yeah, and then what else? And then I'm doing Broadway in the fall. I'm going to be doing a six-month run in a brand-new show called Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. So, yes, I'm flexing the acting chops a little too.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. Good for you, man. And it's easy to pull for Josh because he's a good guy. Josh Groban all over social media. And we have a big favor to ask of you off the air. So let me put you on hold for a second. But good luck, and everybody get stages live. It's not a request. I'm demanding it. Thank you, buddy. Hold on. Josh Groban, stages live. So right now, Kevin is asking Josh about the big favor off the air.
It's going to be good.
9:26. And if it doesn't work out, it was Mary's idea. We'll come back with the big story in a few minutes on 720 WGN.